A couple of different questions that have come up over the past few weeks. Be really honest with you. At a wedding with a roommate a few weeks ago, and we sat down to daughter Atara had a list of questions about Hefsek in the middle of davening, and afterwards, thought about how many of us don't know what to do. During the Pesukei Dezimra, if we're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, and then Kiddusha, Amen, we're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. Really, we'll focus on Hallel because tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to talk a little bit about Hefsekim today, a little bit about that. Also, because do have to give a shir tatzala regarding Purim, and if they have to run out during the Megillah and they come back, so they have to start over the Megillah. If they are going to run out, they run out during Hallel and they come back. So a lot of what I was working on over the week was really dealing with the Seder. And they asked me to speak about this on when it's going to work out. But even you walk into the Seder and then you come back, or which and you before Chatzos, which part is the Iker, what's not the Iker? There's been a lot of work went into organizing. A little bit of the halachas regarding Sekim. Mitzvah Purim is hard to believe 2 weeks away, but even if a person has to walk out of Megillah, let's say someone gives the restroom in the middle of Megillah, so there's a hafzik. If there's a hafzik, is it okay to come back? You say, I forgot to mention the halal. So the halal or the Megillah. So there's a lot of questions that deal with Sekim. Because each case is different, it is, I can't. Try to tell you it's not complicated. I would say complicated, it's confusing at some points. So what we'll try to do is try to simplify. We'll start with Pesukei Dezimra, where you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, you come late to shul, or maybe for whatever reason you're davening in a minyan and going very fast and you're slower. So let's just begin with that because that will help us with Hallel, because Hallel, and that's going to be the rule. Hallel on a Rosh Chodesh when we don't finish the whole Hallel has the same halacha as if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. So you could be stuck in Hallel, stuck in the middle of davening Hallel, and then they're ahead, and you get called up for an Aliyah. Well, right after Hallel, you're in the middle of Hallel, and the Chazan saying Kaddish. Do you answer for the Kaddish? So you're in the middle of a bracha. There was a bracha before Hallel. There's a bracha after Hallel, and now you're in the middle of Hallel. What do you answer? Would you answer? It could be that they're even up to Musaf and you want to answer. So let's keep that in mind. It will make it easier for us. Hallel on a day where you're not going to the Hallel, like Rosh Chodesh, is going to have the same status as Sukkot Dezimra. Both of them start with a bracha, Baruch Shamar, Yishabach. Hallel begins with Likra Hallel, ends with a bracha too. So you're in the middle of a Chaschalas bracha, Saif bracha. So let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. I didn't put everything on the sheet because I didn't want to confuse everybody. So I'll make it easier for you. But let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. You can't answer Baruch Baruch Shemai if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. You'll remember, Baruch Baruch Shemai is the lowest on a list of what's needed to be said. You rarely will, when you're in a makom where you cannot talk, not where you're not where they're up to in davening, you most of the time are not saying Baruch Baruch Shemai. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. No, after Baruch Shemai. It's only in the middle of the bracha. So, Aval Amen Mutalanas call Baruch Shemai. If you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, you can answer any Amen. I'll call any brach. I feel even if you're in the middle of a pasuk in Pesukei Dezimra, it will be makom misalion. You finished the pasuk, like you finished an inyan. So you can answer to any. I'm in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. I hear any bracha. I hear b'chein call birchas hayda mutar levarach ma'ashi yatzar. You can say ashi yatzar la'achas yisrach b'chein tzavoy. So you're allowed to say you go to the Beis HaKisa in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. You don't have to wait to say ashi yatzar. You can say ashi yatzar chein lanas ma'idim. You can answer Ma'idim the Rabbanan. Now, what does that mean, Ma'idim the Rabbanan? And I had this discussion with everybody. What does it mean, Ma'idim the Rabbanan? So once again, when you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, so you're not yet in a makom where it's so awesome. We see over here, you're about to answer. So I did put, you don't have it on your sheet, because again, I'm going to try to simplify it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that here you say the whole Ma'idim. You could say the whole Ma'idim to Rabbanan. So you're in the middle of Sukkot the Zimra, the shul is already ahead and they're saying Ma'idim. So when you're reading this, the honest Ma'idim to Rabbanan, it's the whole Ma'idim to Rabbanan. You can answer the whole Ma'idim to Rabbanan. And not only that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, and it's also from Yosef, so here you could say Yimloch too. In the middle of Sukkot the Zimra, you're going to see, because he says right now, the chain, let's go by it. First of all, you would answer Kriya Shema Matziva. You have to say first possible. Shema Yisrael. So yeah, Shema Yisrael, you say Shema Yisrael. When we call Shkain, the Mutal Afs of the Kaddish, so you can answer to the Kaddish. You can answer, without confusing everybody, almost all the parts of the Kaddish you can answer. Ramesh has a question of the Yatzmach Perkane. Would you answer to that? Because that's also not the Nusach of all. So let's just say that's the only part of the Kaddish you wouldn't answer. Lula Kedusha, you answer Kedusha again. Kaddish, Kaddish, Baruch, and Yimor. And you would answer Baruch. Middle of Sukkot the Zimra, basically, you're able to answer almost everything that is necessary to be answered. So again, basic Kisei Asher Yatzar, Maidim Drabanan, Kriyashma, you're off to Kriyashma, you say the first pasuk with them. And you are Bimach for Kaddish. Kaddish means you can answer all the Amens except for the Yatzmach for Kaneh. And you also Kedusha, you can do the, you don't say the Nakdisha with them, or the Nakadish, if you're having Ashkenaz. You don't say, what about, let's say on Shabbos, so a lot of times at Pikos, if you're having Shema, if you're having Alum Shmanesre, and the Chazan is going to be already started the Kedusha, so on, you don't have it on the sheet, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wrote in the Sefer, it's called Aleil Leibo, She Yachalaymar Taisis of Kedusha, Oz Bikol Rash Gadol, you could also say. So if you're, in other words, if you're wherever you are in this talking again, Sukkot the Zimra, you could answer the Oz Bikol Rash Gadol, and the and that would be a part of the Kedusha, not the Nakadish. Because many in Ashkenaz shuls they don't say that. The Chazan says it, no one else says it. But the Oz Bikol Rash Gadol, that part everybody says. So this individual in Sukkot the Zimra could say that also. So there's an interesting bir halacha, very interesting bir halacha. This might happen. You get up to your Shabbat. So let's learn the bir halacha. This bir halacha is Simen and Gimel. You're going to see there's a lot of jumping around in the actual. It's a little bit more difficult. It's not all in one place. The bir halacha is Simen and Gimel. Kasa v'kri dim shem ginas rodim. Misha mocher latzis l'nekav kaidim shabbat. You get to your Shabbat and then you're waiting for the you're waiting and you want to go to the basic kisa. So you go to the, you didn't say Shabbat yet. You go out, you take your tefillin off, take your towels, so you go to basic. He said, Nacha in Acher Kach, Lazar Oidapam. So you should say again, Al Kopanim Tilo, I would say Ashri, Kaid the Mishtabach. Kidei Shulah Brocha Mochel. The Mishtabach has to be Chal on Psukkah the Zimmer. So again, you see that you say Ashri Yatza, others say that you wait, but you clearly see OV, you don't wait. You say.
It's a better way to wait till after Shabbat and then go to
the very good. But you go to basic kisa, so you can't wait, because then the tefillah is going to be a tefillah. So that point, you're asking a good question because Christ can speak about it. You have to go to basic kisa. You don't have to go. So then, and the halacha really is that you should say that you stop. Don't wait. I see a lot of people waiting on Shabbos, for example. If you get to Nishmas and you finish the Nishmas, and let's say the Chazan's not there yet, really in halacha, don't wait there. You could wait because of what the Mishnah Berurah here says, because you are going to be saying b'chein yishtah. You're going to be saying other psukkah d'zimra before you get to yishtabah. But really, what you should do during the week is finish the yishtabah. Like Shmuel is saying, finish the yishtabah, and then use the basic yisah and say ashi yatzah. But if it happens to be... Right, really, you should say the yishtabah right away. Don't wait. Don't wait to say the yishtabah with the chazan. You should really just say the yishtabah, because anyway... The fact is, he's saying the Kaddish on the whole Pesukim de Zimra, so you really, most of the Pesukim de Zimra, you did say together. So, La'alok, again, Achiyotzer is clearly said in Pesukim de Zimra. Now we're going to go to the Kriyashma. So we're at the Baruch Hu now. So we did up to Baruch Hu. Now we're at the Baruch Hu. This is in Siman Samach Vav. We're after Baruch Hu. We do find many that do say, they said this yesterday. They're going to add into, so we said the Kravitz by Musaf too, many that say by Shachar. So you see, you could say Tachnunim. There's other things you could say over there. And obviously in Pesukah de Zimra, you could say it. But let's just now see the difference. And again, we'll align it. The difference between the, from Baruch Hu to Shemayin Esrei and the Pesukah de Zimra. Are you allowed to enter Amen? So any, he's talking about any Yamin. Bein Aprakim, Shal Kriyashma, you're Bein Aprakim, between Avarabo and Kriyashma, or Yaitzar, Avarabo, those are Bein Aprakim. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, Shal Kriyashma Berkhasa, Hakai Adam Kosuv, Chayadim writes, Te'enei Mutter, Lanis, Rak, Amim, and Abracha. No, that bracha there, you're up to the bracha with the chazan, you answer it. But any other Amin, you can't answer. Abel Aprima Gadim, and Rabbi Kibeger, Skimu, no, they both master. It seems that the Mishnah calls like that. The Cholam, you can answer Amin, Bein Aprakim. So if I'm waiting there and I hear an Amin from some other bracha, I can answer. So it's similar then to Psukkah de Zimra. Not so different there, because you can answer Amin if you Bein Aprakim. By Psukkah de Zimra, you can even answer Amin even if you're middle. Even Be'emtza, if you're Misalika in the middle. Here, Bein HaPrakim, you would answer Amen. Hitomayim. Oh, now what about to go to the Beis HaKise? So again, this is in Sim Samavav. So you have to go to the Beis HaKise after Baruch Hu Til Shemayin Esrei. Well, you Baruch Ashi Yatza. Don't make an Ashi Yatza. Raki Yitel Yadav. Ulachar Tfilo. You wait till after Shemayin. Doesn't mean after all the davening. But after your Shemayin Esrei, you'll say Ashi Yatza. So the, here you see there's a difference. There's a difference with the Ashi Yatza and you cannot say that. What happens when, and that's why, especially if someone is going to be davening in a shul yesterday where there's a lot of slichas, so you might, many times, especially if you have coffee and you might have to use the basic kisei again, you're going to lose out your rashi yata. Because if you're going to wait till they finish, and also if there's a long, you have a chazan, you go to a shul and there's a long davening. So maybe by the time they're going to get to after the Shemayin Esrei, it's going to take time. So I did find in the Sefer, The Leket Hakemach Hakadosh. Let's just read the next thing. He writes like this: Basha'elu b'tfilah diyama hakdoshim shemarichin zamar v'yimta shenachis plukta ashir. You might be losing out this man of making ashiyata. Now the halacha is a big machlokes. Do you have a half an hour to make an ashiyata? Is it till the next time you have to use the Beis HaKisei? So just to read you over here what he says: Anachnu Ashkenazim, we all like the Marabshe. Ashiyatzar birchas haydoi. You really eat the brachas all day, but you can't make the bracha the next time you have to go to the Beis HaKisei because then you're losing it. You can't make the bracha now anyway, and then that bracha is chal on everything before. And this is the halacha l'maisa leisi sham in misav sheinis. If you have to go to the bathroom again, the ena no tzatalo ulay gam lashkenazin. You cannot go and make an ashiyatzar now. So it turns into a similar to a bracha of thunder and lightning. If there's thunder and lightning in the birchas of Kriyashma, you have to answer it because you're going to lose out that bracha. So if you're going to lose out a bracha, even in birchas Kriyashma, you'll be allowed to say Asher Yotzar. Okay. So once again, if you're afraid or that you might have, it's taking a long time to get to the Shema Nes, right? So then you can even say Asher Yotzar Bein HaProkim. You can say Asher Yotzar Bein HaProkim because you can't lose out the Asher Yotzar. If you're going to lose it out, it's like thunder and lightning, which you are allowed to say in the middle of Birchas of Kriyashma. So that takes care, again, Ashiyatzar, we now know, you normally would wait, you went to the basic Kisei, you wait to say your Ashiyatzar after you finish your Shema Nesrei. If the davening is taking very long, so then you could say it even Bein HaProkim. Well, let's just learn the halachas of what we're allowed to do on Hallel, because that's what I said to you before. The Hallel is
considered
the Bein HaProkim, right? So the Bein HaProkim is between the Avarab, Yitzhar, Shamal Kech Memes, between the Bein HaProkim is only after each time we finish the Bracha, Yitzhar and Avarab, and then Avarab and Shema, and then the Shamal Kech Memes, Emes Yatziv. Emes Yatziv, you said Emes Yatziv again.
That's something of Bracha.
Which one?
From after
Yishtav until Yitzhar. Yeah, it's all one. That's all the middle of the parrot. Oh, so now, let's go to Howell. So I said to you before that if you're, it's really Pasha the way when you're in middle of Krishma, we already know what you're going to do. When it comes to let me just review again. If you're in the middle of that section and the Chazan saying Kedusha, you don't say Yimla. That's the difference between Sukkot and Zimra. And the Birchas Kriyashma. Psukkah de Zimra, you'll also say Yimlaich. And if you're Birchas Kriyashma, you will not say Yimlaich. That's really the only difference. Kaddish is also a difference. You'll answer the Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, then you're going to answer. But other parts of the Kaddish, you're not going to answer. Those are the two main differences between the Kriyashma and the Psukkah de Zimra. So let's see you side in the Hilchos Halav, and then we'll discuss about the Megillah. Linyan Afsaka. So we're learning Hilchas Rishkaidish Hilchas Halva. Afilu Bamsa. You could be in the middle of Halo, and you could even greet someone. Adam Shutzarach Lenabai Kavod. Umei Shusham Luchal Adam. Zman Azeh, we don't greet people during davening, so during Halo, we're not going to be greeting them either. Aval Linyan Lachla. So the focus is the Ramah. It says the Ramah, the Davka Rishkaidish Pesach Biyam Shein Gomim Halo. If you finish Halo, Linyan Afsaka. When it comes to Afsaka, Dina, it might be Kriyashma, like I said to you before. If it's a full halal, meaning that you said you're going to be saying the whole halal on the first 2 days of Pesach, Chanukah, Shavuos, there it has the same halacha status as Kriyashma. Oh, but what about where it's going to be halal like Rosh Chodesh? So then it's like Sukkot Zimra. So remember that halal Rosh Chodesh is like Sukkot Zimra. You can answer whatever you would answer in Sukkot Zimra that we said. If it's a day that you're going to miss a halal, so then it has the same halacha as Kriyashma. That's the halacha regarding halal. So once again, Rosh Chodesh, according to what we're saying, if you have Asha Yatzar, you can say, because I'm allowed to say Asha Yatzar in Pesukah Dezimra. So if someone in the middle of halal has to use the basic say, they will be able to say the Asha Yatzar then. Try to do a Bein HaProkin. You do a Bein HaProkin, you can say the Asha Yatzar then. If it's going to be halal when you're goymer as a halal and you use the basic kisei, dinei kikriyishma. What do you have to do? We just said wait till after halal is over. If there's a concern that it's singing halal and you might have to use the basic kisei again, so then you could even say the ashi outside there. All right, that's everyone's got the halal. Just to focus on a moment though, is a kiddush and halal, because this is nageya to Hatzalah, where they can run out in halal. So I don't want to go into the questions of the Pesukah Dezimra, because that will be a separate share. That's the next thing that I'm going to be doing with all the members, is talking about when they have to go out in the middle of davening and they come back, where do they continue from? Do they have to start over again or not? Especially in Megillah. But just for halal, because there's a chiddush gadol in halal. It's up to Mechava like this. If you mafsik in the middle of halal, you took a break in the middle of halal, I feel shock and they lick merkuloi. You took a huge break. I took time. I don't know how long it would take normally you to say halal, but let's say it takes you 5 minutes to say halal. You took a 5 minute break. Ain't sarf labs a little bit. You don't have to start over halal. There's a chiddush in halal we're going to see. Then you can take a break. You can start halal. You said a bracha again. We're talking about you made a bracha, and you didn't finish your halal. It could be an hour later. Chai Adam says it could be even longer than that. You do not have to go ahead and start from the beginning. Continue where you're up. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Chiddush here, afilu even shah machmas oinus, even if you waited because of an oinus, you couldn't say how. Oinus means you have to go to the basic kisei, right? I'm not allowed to daven right now. Asr to daven. Shah yom b'makam ein enaki, or he gives you another example, where I'm davening now, it's not naki chai gavna, says the Mishnah Berura, ein sarach leroy, you don't have to go back to the beginning. Afilu b'shah, even on days, shagaymer mahal, not me ein sarach. Afilu b'pasa gramma. Even though we just said it's Kriyashma. I think Halal is like Birchas Kriyashma, we said. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is asking. No, but here it's different. That we're in the middle of Kriyashma, you walk out. Let's say middle of Kriyashma, not that you walk out. You have to go to the bathroom, middle of Kriyashma. The halach is you have to start over Kriyashma again. It's our clock's the right. We only talked about Asher Yatzar. But what about where do you go? If you walked out in the middle of Kriyashma to use the basic kisei, what's the halach over there? Where do you go back? Should you just continue? You said Shema. And now, I go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom and come back. The halach is over there. The tzar klaks of the rush. You have to start up a kriya Shema again. Shani halal. Halal's different. We just said halal is the same. The whole halal is only in the Rabbanan. But I feel even on a day that you're going to halal, lucky we're not mocking here. So even though you went out in the middle of halal, you went out to the basic, he said, you don't have to start over again. It doesn't make sense how long your break was. And we'll see that even if you talked, you don't have to start over again. Then he brings the Yesh Machmir, is that? Okay, type of answer, it's better to start over without saying a bracha. Ayin Le'el, it's Kriyashma, where he says, I explained the Dinam over already, if you have to start over again. So again, Kriyashma, if in the middle of Kriyashma you went out, and you were there for longer than it would take you to read all Kriyashma, which is not that long. So by Kriyashma, most of the time, you're going to have to start over Kriyashma again. You have to read, say the whole Kriyashma. By halal, you can walk out, you go out in the middle of halal, you use the restroom, or for whatever reason you have to go out, If it was an oynis means I'm not allowed to say halal right now. If someone went out because someone's calling them to go out, then for sure you don't have to start over again. And therefore, just to make things easier over here, I wrote on the Isha Yisrael just to see what we just said. The emtza halal, middle halal, shemeya bracha, you're middle halal, you're a bracha. Oy shar dovish shebi kedusha, baruch hu, kedusha, kaddish, answer. The only thing you don't answer what we say is baruch hu, baruch shemai. Because that's what we can't, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, she's talking about Rosh Chodesh a little bit. So if you can answer everything in middle halal. So you're middle halal, and they're saying the kaddish on Tuesday after the halal, you can answer all. You can answer to the kaddish. You can answer to the if they're up to birchas if they read from the Torah too. The only thing you don't answer is baruch hu, baruch shemai. You're middle halucha. This is common. You're already in the halucha. He said it hal. This happens to many times to us. Then don't make loyanam. Don't answer amen. You're middle halucha, which is the bracha itself. You're middle of the bracha itself. Don't answer amen to when he completes the hal. So if the chazan finished the hal and you're still in the middle of halucha, then you can't answer to his hal. He quotes why, you know, do that in Kuf, it's close to who it is over here. But that's like, so again, you're already in the halucha. You're in your halucha, that's the difference. You can't answer, because you're in the middle of the Seif bracha, don't answer to the bracha of the chazan. But the kaddish, you could. Right. Or the amen yesh merabi, you could. Right. That the amen yesh merabi, you could always do. So the amen yesh merabi, you do very good. The amen yesh merabi, then you only answer amen yesh merabi. Now look at Emzai. Im karu l'tayr. What happens? You're middle hal, and now they call you to the tayr on Tuesday. Middle hal, they call you up to go up and make a bracha because it's the same halacha as Kriyashma. And Kriyashma, if you get called up, you're going to go up. If you're in Birchas Kriyashma, they call you up to an aliyah. As long as you're not in Shemayin Esrei, if someone's called up, they'll go up for the aliyah. So if that is the only if they call up, they can't give you your name. So if the Gabe knows your name and he calls you up, you'll go up. If he's going to come over to ask your name, then you can't do that. You can't give him your name, then you'll show him what you're up to. But if you got called up, then you can go up. So the just to show you why the halacha is like, look at the tzaddik test. He brings up Chaim told him, because we said before that this is like Sukkah de Zemra. Hallel on days that are not Goymer, that's the halacha. And the Archa Shulchan writes, it's even easier on Sukkah de Zemra. And then he talks about when you're B'yamim Shigayim Masal, what's halacha? We already said that. Very good. So now let's go to Megillah, because then Megillah takes about 30 minutes. Well, 30.
Themselves also, right? Even if you're
with India, so yeah.
Finish the pasuk.
Right.
Be wherever you are.
Right. Now the question is Megillah, because this, I don't know how many of us thought about this, but you're Megillah, and yeah. Megillah takes us about a half hour, 35 minutes. And someone has to use the restroom. Now, if you're going to leave, you're going to come back, you're going to have to read the Megillah yourself. No one's waiting for you. But it could come up. What do you do? Someone has to leave. Or a kid's crying, and you take the kid out of the shul. And now and you have to talk to your kid. You're talking to the child. You're trying to calm him down. Whatever the case is where you're leaving, they're walking out, you have to start a Megillah over again or not? So let's see over the halacha when it comes to Megillah. Hopefully we learn the halacha, it's not negat. So I always say, when you learn these halachas, it's not negat. We don't end up running into these problems. It's when we don't learn it, and then you don't know what to do. So we'll learn it, then you'll be able to go through the Megillah easy. Says the Mechaber like this. Also, very interesting how every halacha, I should say every, whether it's Purim or whether it's Pesach, they all have their own rules. Kara Seirub, you're reading the Megillah, and you're taking breaks. The high numbers, that means you're pasuk ba. You waited, then you continued. Afilu shah. They look my school. Very similar how. You could have taken a long break. You could take a 10-minute break. Well, it's more than that, because they limit our kol is about a half hour. You have a half hour break in the middle of your Megillah. So you're reading Megillah, you yaita. Look at the Ramah. I'm sure you would never have thought of this. The Ramah says, even if I talk, but afilu shah, I'm talking in the middle of my Megillah. Megillah is in the middle of going on, and I talk. You should yell at the people that are talking in the middle of Megillah. The Misha Safman time. People come on and Timon Tafresh Sarabes. Definitely, you should not be talking. But if someone had to talk, it's very Negev. If someone, especially with the Atzala members, if they're walking out in the middle of Megillah, they're going to be talking. And now they want to know, where did they come back? Right? Where did they have to start over again or not? What does Ramah clearly say over here? Ramah clearly says that even if you talk, He does not have to start over again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does this mean? Afilu shaka de ligmar eskul ratzon la'mishah yachal b'zman hazeh. You could have finished all Megillah from the beginning to the end. It's a half hour break, an hour break in the middle of your Megillah lady. Says, what about with number eight? What about if it's machm sinus? Einus means that right now I can't read the Megillah. I have to go to the bathroom right now. I'm not allowed to read the Megillah. All the Hatzali, they can read the Megillah. They just have a call, so they have to go out on a call. But what about if it's a mach? I can't right now. Right now, I'm not allowed to listen to Megillah. Right now, I need to use the restroom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'fii ma'idikai malon. In Siman Samech, oh, we're back to Kriya Shema. Lee, Kriya Shema d'chayz l'roish. You have to go back to the beginning. Wadin hacha. Here too, you have to go back to the beginning. D'chayz l'kayrei. Me, you don't make another bracha. Oh, so according to what we're saying here, einach nami, if someone left in middle of Megillah to use the restroom, that means he wasn't allowed to listen to the Megillah right now. Right now, he's not allowed to listen. He has to go. So it's also for him to read the Megillah now. If it's also for him to hear the Megillah, read the Megillah now, he's going to have to start over again, because then it has the same dinim as Kriya Shema. We just said by Kriya Shema, if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema and you have to use the restroom, what do we say? You have to start over again. By the Megillah, you would also have to start over again. But again, it's only because I was not allowed to read the Megillah now. If I'm allowed to read the Megillah now, but there's some other reason that I'm taking a stop in the middle of the Megillah, then it wasn't a gap for a kid crying. If a kid's crying and I take him out, I'm not allowed to read the Megillah now. It's not awesome for me. I just don't want to disturb everybody else. So that would be stopping not because of an inus. Inus means that I cannot do it. I can't read the Megillah right now. That's in Hilchus Kriya Shema, that's halacha. In Hilchus Tefillah, inus means something else. But in Hilchus Kriya Shema, that's what inus means. That right now, I could technically read the Megillah. There's a side reason why I cannot read the Megillah. So now let's go by the Mishnah. That would depend on, what's considered Baltashaks or not. Right, then it would go into that. But if someone really has to use the restroom, so then he can't. Right, that would be if they could really hold it or not. So look at number 9. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalaymar, Labd, Noloy, Dafka, Bishah, Bishtika, Elafilu pasku be'emtza Megillah b'sicha. We said that even if your mamish talk, not dafka b'shaw, v'shaw ain't tzarich lazer. Elagoyim emi makach a pasuk. This is very important. But he said, obviously, it's not a chiddush here because we all know that if you're listening and you're talking, there's no way you missed words in the Megillah. So I'm just going to read this because this is a double pasuk. Kolskin kolzeh kishesach hakayre. When the balkayre talked the middle of Megillah line. The ones who are listening, you didn't hear the kriya. If you miss a word in the Megillah, many the children are banging by Haman. You're going to miss out words. You're going to miss out words from Shri. So read it all. So the second half is not a chiddush. You have to make sure you hear every word. You could stop in the middle of the Megillah. Because you didn't miss a word. But if you miss a word in the Megillah, you're going to have to start over again. You can't go ahead and just rely on the Baal Kaira. Comes along, so what did I do just to make things easier for the Olam here? You'll see the next one on the sheet, from the Netega, really just puts it very, very poshut. Imshah, Bemtzer, Kriyas, Megillah, Afil, Mesh, Zman, Shah, Yachla, Kriyas, Kula, Vidav, Kishlai, Machmas, Ainis, Ablamaya, Machmas, Ainis, Kigai, he says what I said, my example, Shetzarach, Leilech, Limekovo. Oh, so you have to go to the restroom. Oy, shekava ar chedaima. Not sure what he means. B'shakadei lemekul chayzer yachzer likris haMegillah. You have to go ahead and read the Megillah. Not sure what he means. Shekava. If the lights go out, I know what the words mean. I don't know what he means in the halacha. If the lights go out, is it? But is that a chesaron in me? It's a chesaron because I can't see. It's not the same as it's tzarach lanak on kavav. Einus means is I can't. I myself right now I can't read the Megillah. Technically, you could read the Megillah. It's not right now. I could read. I just don't have any light. I don't remember where he quotes over there, but that's what he's considering that. He also that right now it's not shy for me to read because I don't have the lights. Right now I don't have lights. It's not shy for me. You could say that that's not true. Really, you could read. It's not a chesaron in me. It's a chesaron in the app and something going on the outside of it. But he considers that also the lights go out. Right, so your electricity goes out. That's what he says. After see the Gemara Makom is up to this, but that's what he considers that also to be that there's a chesaron and it's not shy. I have to read the Megillah right now. Okay, let's go now to the there's a the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is also trying to understand this halacha of Megillah and reading it al Haseder, making sure that you're reading it al Haseder, and what's considered Hesach Hadas, which I think maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about Hesach Hadas because we're going to have it in the Daf now with Tefillin. All the sugi is going to be talking about Hesach Hadas by Tefillin, so maybe we'll talk a little bit about Hesach Hadas. But just quickly over here, the Bir Halacha says like this. So he's in Tafresh Sadal Hilchas Megillah. What's the He's talking. This is an important. He wants to know. The Halach is focusing on what is the people make a mistake in reading the Megillah. Should we, if the Balcher makes a mistake in words, should we correct him? Not correct him? Is it we can't miss a word that we said we can't? But what happens if he makes a mistake? Where there's mistakes in the words. Do we stop him or not? It's Megillah. Megillah you can read by heart. So the Bir Halacha wants to know that if the whole thing is changed, instead of saying Naifal, you said Nafal. Or instead, Yoshev Bishar HaMelech, he said Yashav. Okay, so that's a very big difference. It is a past, future, present. The Chayz of the Kairal HaSeder, you have to go back. Afilu Hechad HaSayim Kol Megillah. You read the Megillah. You changed the whole Indian. It was Mordechai Yoshev, he was sitting now. Not Yashav, he sat. He brings the mechaber. Some say even that you don't have to go back, so you don't make another brach again. And this is what I just wanted to point out. In chisa legamri eiz shavus, if you miss a word, even when you're listening, you have to start over again with a bracha. So any word. According to the Bir Halacha, even if it's not, doesn't cause you the kriya to be any, you didn't miss out any part of the story. The Chayadam says, if you're not master the kriya, then you go back without a bracha. The Halacha Lamaisa, therefore, Aksham, what the main thing is if you miss a word, you have to go back. Very, therefore, how careful we have to be to, that's why some read along. So even if you won't miss a word that way. Because if you're always reading along, but if you should only read along if you have a kosher Megillah. If you're reading from a Chumash, then don't read along. So if you have a kosher Megillah, you can read along this way, you know, you might miss a word. But we have to be very careful not to miss a word. So now what happens? So now that we see over here by Megillah, again, La Halacha by Megillah, if someone does have to walk out to use the restroom, it depends how long it's going to take him. If it's short, so usually it's not going to be more than a half hour. If it's going to be more than a half hour, he's going to have to start over again. If it's not, that's the shear that we look at, from how long it takes to read the Megillah. It's about a half hour. If someone uses the basic kise, now he's going to come back. Obviously, he's going to have to catch up. But if he could read it alone, if he knows how to read, he could finish the Megillah by himself to get to the end of the Megillah. If he's walking out and it's taking so much more time than that, then he's not allowed. He has to start all over again. So that would be Megillah. If it's basic kise, he's not allowed to read at that time. Comes along so what I want to see now, I want to go to Parsha Zachar. So Mitzvah Shem, a week from Shabbos, we have Parsha Zachar. We all know the need to read Parsha Zachar, but I just want to talk about one interesting question that's a really good question. If could you be, so the everyone wants to know, those that miss Parsha Zachar, there's a Psalm that is also, they'll miss Parsha Zachar because they ran out. So they want, could they be Yaitzel with Bayav HaYamalik on Purim itself? So there's a huge machlokes about this. But what I want to just go through is a little bit of to be ma'ayim into when I'm making a bracha and you're being yaitza with Shemei Ka'ina, do I have to know what your mitzvah is? Or you're using my dibur, and by using my dibur, by answering amen, it's as if you said the bracha, and it doesn't make a difference what my kavan is, even though I'm the one who said the bracha. Or it makes it an afkamina. What does it make an afkamina? If you recall, by next year is a ibiyar. By Kiseitze, so one of the answers they tell a Talmud members, he misses Parsha Zachar, listen to Kiseitze. So what happens if the Balkaira doesn't think about it? He's going to read Kiseitze. He's going to read about Amalek. He did not have in mind to be mighty all those that miss Parsha Zachar. Where the bigger question is, on Purim itself, there will be people that miss Parsha Zachar. It happens every year. Should I go ahead and tell the Balkaira that when you're reading Parshas of Amalek, that have in mind for these people, or even if I don't say anything, Shemei Kaina, they're listening, and they are Yaitza with the Parsha Zachar or not. First, let's see what could you use that your wife is going to tell you. She missed Parsha Zachar. and she wants to be yaitza somehow chias amalek. So does it help to come to shul on Purim and hear the parsha or not? And if so, I should tell the Baal Kaire, have in mind the women or those that miss parsha zachor. I don't have to say a word. It says the mechaber like this: Yeshayim sheparsha zachor parsha do mechayav on the kreisim. They rise midatayr lefikach b'nei shum and shein laminyan. You have to come to what is a minyan. They lishmaya parsha in the raisa. Bimi afshalem lavoi. They can't come to minyan. Mikamakam, read it from a chumash. I said this in the past, and that's why I said we're not thinking of a sefer Torah for the women. They want it, they can read it from chumash. Yizal lekreisim meaning yasam tam. They would read it from chumash. They don't know the trap, but they can do the best they can. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this: Parsha Zachor, Yichsiv Zachor Sasher Sarmali, Bigamrinim Bigamara, I Zachor Baamira. You have to read it from a chumash. Okay, Tzarich Hakayre. Listen to what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah says the Mekayre has to have intention. Loiti Kol Hashayimim, Bigam Hashayimim. So you have to have in mind to be Yaita. Mashma. Both of them, I who parsha zachar, the kaira has in mind to be yaitzei all the shaimim, and the ones who are listening have to have in mind to be yaitzei too. If you don't have in mind to be yaitzei, not yaitzei the mitzvah. Now, again, the chazan has to have in mind to be mighty. When my question is going to be is when he's reading on Purim, parshas Amalek, he's having in mind to be yaitzei the tzibur, not for the mitzvah of Amalek, I'm being yaitzi a kriya satire. Those that are listening in the shul who want to use it as parashas Amalek, they are going to have in mind. Is that sufficient or not?
What's if they miss both?
So then either they'll read it from Chumash or they'll wait for Kiseite. But the let's learn. So the Mishnah Berurah here says, he talks about you should come to him with his minion. He wants to know this. What's could you read it in your house from a sefer Torah? I know if you leish a sefer Torah basically. No, you got to go to shul. But filu mnemen dominion parches zochem in the rabbanon kapanim ikka kriyas zocher is the raisa. You know, chumas sedashin kasa the shmias parches zocher you need 10. It's better than mikra megillah b'tzibah. Is that reading parches zocher with 10 is better than mikra megillah b'tzibah? Shem mikra megillah most pais most you do yourself. Al king, you have to count shnei. You can't do both. You either can hear parches zocher or you can hear or read the megillah at home yourself. Yiru l'kayim kriyas parches zocher b'tzibah. I'm not sure what the scenario would be, but I mean, I can come up with scenarios too. If someone was in prison, they asked me which one they should come out for. They should come out for Parsha Zachar, or they should come out for Megillah. Oh, answer is come out for Parsha Zachar. You know what I mean? For that. Megillah will read in the prison himself. That was the case that came up. Magen Avraham no, Magen Avraham says no. Better to read. Come to Megillah b'tzibur. Look at this part. You're in shul. If the guy is out of prison, he's going to be there for davening anyway. Who parshes zachar? Ayitza al pi atchak. He'll be yitza with he's in shul. He's going to hear parshes vayavei amoli. So ein chanami. That's what you tell him. The bezan nami zayich ma'aseh amol. The yitza yidei chavasa. The rotz alayim the yitza midai raisa. Ay vihina. Now we know mitzvah trichas kavani. It's our base. The one who's listening has to have the mind that he wants to be yitza parshes zachar. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say a word about the Baal Kaire. So again, he's trying to tell us here, this individual has a choice. He could either come for Parsha Zachar. This was the scenario that was asked. He could either come out for Parsha Zachar or he can come out for Purim. If he comes out for Purim, because the Matanos Lavianim he can get from prison, the Mishlech Manas he can get from prison too. No problems with any of that. He has one day he can get out. Which day should he choose? So according to the Magen Avraham, he has to hear, he could hear Megillah with a minion. And not only Megillah Minyan, he'll get his Parsha Zachar in there also. According to the first sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, not, he shouldn't do that. So this Baal Kaire, the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the final halacha? I don't understand the whole Magen Avraham. How are you yaitza Parsha Zachar with Vayavei Amalek? Daksiv B'tayra, Zachar Asher Asher Amalek, Asher Karcha B'aderach V'ayizanem, Timcha Zecher Amalek. There is no mention of Timcha in Parshas of B'shalach. There's no mention over there. We should tell our children. And we have to be Maichadish name. Zeleniska, that's not mentioned by Yahweh Amalek. We have the story of Amalek over there. So the Mishnah Berurah is not so.
Why can't you go on Purim? Just ask for the minion and say, can you let me lay in charge of the book? It's all about Purim.
Yeah, maybe you mean he should read the parsha. You can do it
you
anytime.
You take the Torah out anyway. You read the parsha of Parsha Zachar, except for the Pinta. And it solves both problems. Gets everything.
Right.
He's getting out.
He's picking up. Okay, right. So maybe that he doesn't want everybody to Yeah, this way's easy. He doesn't have to tell everybody what's going on. He can ask what's going on. He's doing his own Pasha Zachar.
He do it any week.
Right. He do it anyway. The Aruch HaShulchan also doesn't understand how you can be Yaitzu with the but the other person can all bring this down. That's your wife. So, Allah Lamaisa, your wife, if she misses Pasha Zachar, tell her it's okay. She can come to Shul on Purim. And she's going to listen to the Vayavay Amalek because the Magen Avraham does say this. You could do this. The question is back to the mission. What about the Balkaira? Does he have to know this? Should I tell the Balkaira on Purim that have in mind anybody who missed Parshas Zachar? So Tzvi Pesach Frank is the only one who really talks about this, and he has the question by Shechianu. If let's say I make a Shechianu on a fruit, and you want to be Yaitzah with a Shechianu for some other reason, not on a fruit, does the bracha work or not? Shemeya Kaina, and this is really goes into the whole concept of Shemeya Kaina. So you're going to look at the sheet, I think it's number 16 on your sheet. I'm making a bracha on a mitzvah. I'm making a shachianu on the mitzvah. Someone is using my shachianu because he bought new clothing. I can only use the shachianu for what you're using the shachianu for. So if you're making a shachianu on the yantif, and I have new clothes, it can't work for me. Because my shachianu is on new clothes, your shachianu, even though I'm listening to your bracha. I don't need what you're saying. He wants to know by the mitzvah kriyas hatayra shakayra oisa hashemeya yaitzibo. I want to be meisif. Parsha zocher. I want to hear what you're saying. It's Purim. I want to hear what you're saying. I also want it to be parsha zocher. You are being mighty me with this. So maybe you can even say Shemei Kain, because I am using what you're using. When you're saying the Brachani Yantif, I'm using it for, I don't know what it's talking about a mitzvah, it's not talking about Yantif. But whatever the case is, you made a Shachiyano on a mitzvah that you're doing, and there's a need for Shachiyano on that mitzvah, and now I'm going ahead and using your Shachiyano. I don't need your Shachiyano, my Shachiyano are totally different. He ends off the kiva and shall in kriyas atayra kar mighty bizash hashemeh. Umemeli yesh bedel ha'is lechavin. You have in mind that I want to be yaitzah parsha zacher too. Belay kavanas akayra. Even if he's not having you in mind, and he brings down from the carbon eda she'ena mashmiya tzar lechavin laitzah hashemeh bedel bizash hashemeh raizvay. You don't have to have in my mind, but that particular frame ends off the leira the raivon. Raivon says shemimenu mukach she kriyas atayra lahaitis hashemim. You have to be mighty them. Each one's at least reading from a Sefer Torah. Al kapanim and memar the mitzvah kriyas haTorah the kar mighty the rabim klal. This goes into what's kriyas haTorah. You being mighty the rabim, you need to be the rabim has to be yaita. Hare ein kavanas haKar lohaitiyas the rabim klal. Okay, you have to be mine and our shiloh over there. Deina shemeya yaita parshas zacher. The li kavanas haKari. The Kari has to have in mind to be mighty him. And then he says, well, maybe not. The stama kol haKar la rabim. When I'm reading for the tzibur, I want to be reading for whatever they want. What? So just tell them.
Bakari doesn't need it either.
What?
Bakari doesn't need it either.
Right, Bakari doesn't need it either. I need what the Bakari is doing, but I need what the Bakari is doing plus.
I
need
what can I be mites of somebody as a Bakari if I don't need it myself?
Yeah, because Arabs. I'm making the bracha anyway. I just have in mind what I'm being a halacha then, that's what we're going to do. People miss it too much because I don't know which women are missing it or not missing it. But if your wife misses the teller, she can come to Purim on the Purim morning and come a few minutes early for Kriya Satira. I will, Mitzvah, if I don't, whoever's here, remind the Balkaira to do it. I hope to do it. But we'll tell the Balkaira to go ahead and have in mind all those that were not Yaitza Parsha Zachar, that they could be Yaitza with this reading of Vayavai Amalek. Besides the Purim Kriya Satira, it could also be Yaitza Parshas Zachar, Lefi, the Magen Avraham, and the other place can bring it down. And Mishnah Berurah does says Sarachian. The Aruch HaShulchan, everyone go through at 15, he doesn't understand how, but the Magen Avraham says he could. So for the women, it's enough. You'll satisfy them. They really don't have to hear anyway. So it's this way, for whatever reason, when it comes to Parshas Zachar, they're all concerned, they're worried. There's a lot of places that they don't need. They don't go to war, they don't have to get Amalek. But the women need it today. So we tell them they need it. We don't fight with them. So you make them feel good. Come to come for Purim, and they'll hear it Purim in the morning. And there will be Yaitza, and the Balkaira will be told to have them.
Why would you not always tell them?